Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Continuing with the exclusive blind item reveals. We're in May. May 3rd, number one. After the directionally challenged A-/B+ list rapper / pimp was accused again this weekend of another sexual assault, a story leaked the same thing happened with a member of the A-list reality family, which is why he is no longer in their good graces. I always thought it was because he wouldn't give them coke for free any longer. Talking about French Montana and the Kardashians. May 3rd, number 6. This foreign-born barely there celebrity, Vanessa Valladares, who people only know because of the A-minus list actor Zac Efron, has a long and storied history with the Svengali, Muhammad El Turki, which I wrote about when she was first spotted with the actor. So, of course, it makes sense she was also around the actor a couple of years ago, too. Any woman other than this A-minus list mostly movie actress, Kristen Stewart, in the Svengali's orbit is also in the orbit of the A-minus list actor. The A-minus list actress is reserved for very special clients. May 3rd, number 9. Ever since shows began being filmed in front of a studio audience, they have shared a couple things in common. One is that some person is trying to keep you involved in the taping, and the other is that you are told when to clap and given encouragement to be crazy loud when you clap for someone. So when you see the video making its way around today of the ginger one, they did the same for everyone else too. It was for a television show in front of a live audience, and the audience was told when to clap and to make sure they were loud. And I'm talking about Prince Harry. With that standing ovation, clapping, went crazy. Everybody got the same ovation. May 4th, number 11, the threesome, that's what I called it. This person is an A-list celebrity. You may hate him or love him, but he is A-list. His current significant other has some sex stories to be told that would take a month to tell and be enough material for dozens of porn shoots, but that is not really germane to the story. It's the ex who is the story here. Way back in the day, she was the girlfriend of this A-plus list mostly movie actor. People forget that. People don't talk about that. Our celebrity certainly doesn't like to talk about it, or at least didn't while they were together. Why? Well, our A-plus list mostly movie actor, who, by the way, is an Oscar winner nominee, was in a time period in his life where he was on top of the world. Every woman wanted to sleep with him, so if you did, he made you do things. In this particular case, he kept to his standard threesomes, where it would be him and one of his actor buddies. Over the years, while filming a show, the A-list celebrity would be reminded about what his then significant other used to do back in the day. Most people reminded him to get a negative reaction or because they thought it was funny. Even to this day, he refuses to watch any movie with the actor in it. And I am, of course, talking about, nobody guessed this one. Well, I think some people did, but there weren't a lot of people that did. It's Vanessa Trump and Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, let's see. Everybody forgets that she was a model and dated Leo for quite some time. May 5th, number 2. The illiterate one just writes a check, and the next thing you know, the author who was plagiarized says nothing is amiss. I'm talking about Meghan Markle and Corinne Avaris for the bench. Let's see. May 5th, number 9. This three-named celebrity has been married to some very wealthy men. She is also hiding a bunch of money from the government and is telling friends the government will never find it. Kimora Lee Simmons. May 5th, number 11. This A-list, mostly television actor, has got really lucky twice on television with two big hits. The latter hit was the huge moneymaker for him, but the first is what this blind is referring to. The actor, along with just about every other guy in the show, would show up for Audition Thursday, which they referred to as Titty Thursday. Each Thursday, the producer / casting people would see all of the female extras and walk-ons they were going to bring in for the following week. Because of the nature of the show, most of the women cast wore very little clothing, and the auditions did the same. The woman would get up in front of about 50 guys all staring at her in a bikini before she would be told to jump up and down. They usually wouldn't let her stomp until her breast fell out of the bikini. This would all be filmed, of course, and the guys would be taking photos. If a woman complained or protested, she wouldn't be hired, and she would often be yelled at by the group of guys and be forced to leave the room as they called her all manner of names. By the end of the process, many of the guys would be drunk, and there would be groping going on. if a woman had been there before, she knew to go early was the best option. Talking about David Hasselhoff and Knight Rider and Baywatch. May 6th, number 2. This A-minus list, mostly television actor who stars on a hit Almost Network show, comes from a family of actors and has been acting since he was a child. Did another one of his a-hole moves. Every day he would hit on this barista, and they finally went out and they had sex. He then ignored her when he would go get coffee and then told the manager he was uncomfortable seeing her there every day and tried to get her fired or transferred. Talking about Cole Sprouse. May 6th, number 10. This foreign-born A-list singer, Leanne Pinnock, in her own country as part of a group, Little Mix, 100% knew what she was doing this week. The other band members did too and were waiting to drop that big life event news on the day their sworn enemy, Jesse Nelson, was trying to do publicity for her solo record. Let's see. May 7th, number 4. This online slash television tabloid had a chance to ask the singer slash reality star about the drugging, raping accusations, but chose not to. They just let her plug her big online battle this weekend. Talking about TMZ and Tiny Harris. May 7th, number 6. This permanent A-list mostly movie director who is an Oscar winner slash nominee is wrong. This movie studio slash television company never throws away old film. They just don't keep it close in hand. Much of it is kept in an old salt mine vault. I'm talking about Barry Levinson in Good Morning Vietnam, where he says that, oh, there's not this footage of Robin Williams anymore. There is. May 7th, number 7. The celebrity CEO is trying to purchase a company that has technology that can erase your memory or implant new memories that didn't exist. He thinks it will go well with one of his own companies. That's Elon Musk, and I had several of these in the month of May, where Peter Thiel and Elon Musk, just they want these brain implant things. It's just remarkable to me that anybody would get that. And that there's competing companies out there, so they must think that this technology is something that people will want. Oh. May 7th, number 11, 4 for Friday. Bad Drug Behavior, 90s edition. Let's see which one I can do here. This actually involves two actors who are co-stars in this classic film. One is an A-plus slash A-list actor and the other not so much, but comes from an acting family. The two did cocaine nonstop and were drinking nonstop, and it got to the point that they were making every shot unusable. The director made a deal with them and said if they stayed sober during the day, he would pay for their partying at night. A deal was made. Matthew McConaughey, Jason London, Dazed and Confused. May 8th, number 5. The illiterate reality star who is related to the pedophile reality star is talking a lot of talk. He is one guy who shouldn't be talking. Glass houses and all that. Derek Dillard and Josh Duggar. May 8th, number 6. This troubled award-giving organization is not going anywhere. It is a cash cow for television, and the ego-driven entertainment community love the party and the award. The streaming company wants their own award show and also wants to seem woke, when in fact they are the opposite. I'm talking about Golden Globes and Netflix. And here's the thing. Netflix, I think they're... a Netflix award show? Not so amazing. But I think that they want the rights to show the Golden Globes. So they're trying to get the price down by trashing them every chance they get. Because who's going to, you know, the Netflix awards? Eh. But Golden Globes on Netflix, they think it's a winner. May 9th, number 8. Speaking of that A-plus slash A-list mostly movie actress, this former A-minus list mostly television actress says he spent nearly $200,000 on gifts to the actress, and that she blew him off and refused to give back any of the gifts. He says she has done it to others too. I'm talking about Aziz Ansari and Jennifer Lawrence. May 10th, number 8. This former reality star turned makeup artist, who is not a nice person, thought she would get hundreds of thousands of dollars unloading every piece of furniture and junk from the house that was purchased in the Midwest. Nope. An auction that is currently taking place has some really dismal bids for the items. Many items don't have any bids at all. And that is Kat Von D. What's interesting is after I wrote The Blind, then everybody started going and looking for it, and she made some money, but the bids were super low still. May 10th, number 9. This former A-minus list reality star who was everywhere and that let fame get to his head has been encouraging some of his daughters to start an OnlyFans page and he would manage it for them. And that's John Gosselin. May 11th, number 1. For the past 12 to 18 months, I have been updating you with a saga about the crooked leaders in a country willing to take a bribe from a movie studio and production team to allow them to destroy a bridge, an actual real bridge that people use every day. They brought in the A-plus list lead of the film to shine on the leader of the country, and he gave permission. Then the people protested. Anyway, the studio found out who the whistleblower is and has been giving that person a hard enough time that they had to file a lawsuit against the studio. I'm talking about Tom Cruise and the Polish Prime Minister and Mission Impossible. May 11th, number 3. If you don't think this A-plus list mostly movie actor doesn't know what's happening behind the scenes, well, he does. That is reason number 1 he made that useless gesture. What he didn't see coming was the stoner comic actor trying to save himself by throwing the A-plus lister under the bus by implying he is anti-Semitic. And I'm talking about Tom Cruise and Seth Rogen. May 11th, number 10. This back-in-the-day A-plus list actress, who really only got parts because of her looks, says that one time this now-deceased A-plus list mostly movie actor, who was the biggest movie star on the planet, was hopped up on pain pills and held a loaded gun to her head while they had sex. And that is Raquel Welch and Burt Reynolds. May 13th, number 2. He may be out of power and headed to jail, but this former leader and his actress-loving creep sibling have taken a bunch of money from a deposed African leader and hired people to kill every successor since. Talking about Nicolas Sarkozy. May 13th, number 7. This podcast/music streaming company is trying to stop a war between three of the hosts they pay a lot of money to. Talking about Spotify. Talking about Joe Rogan. Talking about Dax Shepard. Talking about Meghan and Harry. May 13th, number 10, this illiterate A-minus/B-plus list actress is hooking up with a married guy. That is definitely one of her specialties. January Jones. May 14th, number 1. Remember what I've always said. This A-minus/B-plus list actress is one of the best beards money can buy. Also, girlfriend for hire. She got a brand new gig and couldn't be more excited. She even put a little backstory to the whole thing, which totally contradicts everything her boyfriend has said in the past about his beliefs. This is what happens. You hire Olivia Munn, you are getting amongst the best. Paparazzi connections, knows how to pose, knows what to do. Not just a beard, like I said, girlfriend for hire. And John Mulaney. But what she did was, she talked about how they really connected at church and things like that. And John Mulaney has always said that he doesn't believe in a religion. And doesn't go to church. To kind of square that thing a little bit. May 14th, number 8. The news has been broken. The husband of this embattled CEO is not the father of the soon-to-be baby. The CEO wants to keep it under wraps. Elizabeth Holmes, Theranos. May 14th, number 11. It is a 4 for Friday. 80s backstage horrors. This foreign-born A-list legend and his A-list legend in most countries' girlfriend never wanted anyone to see the girlfriend doing coke because it was not the image she presented to the world. So a guy with a camera taking photos got beat up by security. I often wonder if the girlfriend knew her boyfriend was also having sex with her sister. Michael Hutchins, Kylie Minogue, Danny Minogue. This foreign-born A-list singer in a group had multiple number one songs. She was beaten and raped after a festival concert and always pointed to that as the reason she was severely ill for the last 2 decades of her life. And that's Gun Marie Fredriksson of Roxette. Let's see. This A-list comic actor who started off in late night and is still going strong broke up the marriage of this former A-plus list singer in a group and solo by doing coke and having sex with his then wife. Apparently all was forgiven, though, because the singer and actor remained friends. Most people guessed Dan Aykroyd, but it was Chevy Chase and Paul Simon and Carrie Fisher. Oh, let's see. I mean, Dan Aykroyd and Carrie Fisher obviously had a thing, but the one that broke everything up was Chevy. Oh, let's see. May 15th, number 4. When your own husband tells the world you are the person behind all the attacks on the husband's family after you've claimed innocence and disbelief that it could be you, how does that work at dinner with your husband? I wouldn't want to anger the illiterate one. The next thing you know, she'll be leaking to the world about secret babies or something her husband fathered or had terminated before being born in Las Vegas and Calgary. Talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. May 16th, number 5. This back-in-the-day foreign-born A-list model, who you probably have not thought of in a decade, has the fastest-growing MLM scam in the world right now. Talking about Eva Herzegova and Oriflame. Oh, May 16th, number 6. This recent revelation means that at least 5 celebrities have slept with 2 of the reality sisters, and at least 1 has slept with 3. So you have Travis Barker, Drake, Game, French Montana, and Scott Disick. Let's see. May 17th, number 5. The A-list celebrity who had a bad week has been bad-mouthing this B-list celebrity slash former reality star slash current porn star to all her friends. You thought the online stuff was bad. And I'm talking about Chrissy Teigen and Farrah Abraham. May 18th, number 3. This foreign-born A-list director is about to be sued by his former assistant. You know, the one he had an affair with while married and then dumped her when he found someone else. I'm talking about Taika Waititi. May 18th, number 6. For the second month in a row, this design magazine featured more horrible people and didn't even bother to ask why they enabled an accused serial rapist and why they continue to support him. Architectural Digest. Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Danny Masterson. May 18th, number 7. My money on being right in whether this reality star slash celebrity slash naked celebrity's ex cheated on her with the illiterate reality star is on her, because she caught them together regardless of what the illiterate reality star's tips to tabloids say otherwise. Talking about Shanna Mokler, Travis Barker, Kim Kardashian. May 19th, number 11. In the past, I have written about this permanent A-list singer and his love of female teens who were not old enough to drive. Generally speaking, if they were old enough to drive, he wasn't interested. Now, some may say that in the last few years of his life, he did date someone old enough to drive. Did they have sex, though? That has always been a question in my mind. Now, the girlfriend at the time was desperate to have a child with him and to marry him. That he wouldn't do either has always been the official reason they split after so many years together. Fast forward a few decades, and there was a huge deal signed and a lot of money exchanged hands. In the past, the money was split 2 ways. This time, it was split with another person. Who was that person? An offspring of a woman who had sex and got pregnant by the singer when she was 12. That was in the last year of his life. Now, I'm talking about Elvis Presley. And then the girlfriend at the time who was desperate to have a child with him and to marry him is Linda Thompson. And then, of course, it used to be split 2 ways between Lisa Marie Presley and Priscilla Presley. But now there's that offspring. May 20th, number 1. This foreign-born A-list NBA star is breaking his NDA by telling friends about his lack of relationship with this reality star. He was told by her people that it would be good for his career to be seen with her. They never had sex, let alone kissed, unless there was a camera present. I'm talking about Ben Simmons and Kendall Jenner. May 20th, number 11. This is probably the easiest big blind I have written. I first heard about it last year from someone who worked with several of these A++ listers in varying capacities, but you really, really have to take things he says with a grain of salt. Then a few weeks ago, I heard the same thing from someone who worked with one of the A++ listers every single day for years, and is still super close and in touch with the A++ lister every day, and has never told me a lie. I asked this person why no A++ lister had declassified all the UFO stuff. Why keep it a secret? Are we using the technology and we don't want people to know? But what is the reason? Well, apparently, going back to the A++ lister who resigned, Nixon, every single A++ lister in the interim realized to declassify the information would show that the U.S. used captured POWs as test subjects for nuclear bomb experiments. They could redact that portion, but then everyone would wonder why those few pages were redacted and nothing else. The reason why this would show up is because one of the biggest UFO stories was actually all U.S. manufactured back in the day. And the person is an extremely solid source. May 21st, number 2. Speaking of the illiterate one, her husband should remember that his mom was thirsty and was the one who all the time would call Pabst to let them know where she was going to be, and photos of her on yachts and swimsuits were all her doing. She purposely went out with the cokehead because she wanted more attention. And it was his mom who was convinced that her husband was diddling the nanny. She obsessed about it all day, every day. Talking about Princess Diana. May 22nd, number 5. Oh, let's see. This is... I gotta look this one up because this one is going to be a lot of names. Let's see. This highly eccentric musical genius, Yoshiki, from ex-Japan, is known by everyone in his home country. He is the founder and leader of a gigantic rock band in the country, not to mention a classical prodigy and a frequent collaborator with global A-list talent. His work covers just about every genre. One thing he's come under increasing fire for, however, is his continued exploitation of the death of his two-faced former bandmate, Hideto Matsumoto, who was himself a gigantic star in his country. I wrote about this bandmate in Another Blind a while ago. Our eccentric genius shares the same mental disorder, Axis 1 bipolar, as the former bandmate, only it manifests more as a depression in his case. He has long capitalized on his inability to let go of his grief, and the former bandmate's brother, Hiroshi Matsumoto, is really fed up. He should watch his back. The crowd the bandmate's brother runs with does not screw around, and that's the Yakuza. Okay, so that was May 22nd, number 5. Now we go to May 23rd, number 4. Let's see. The racist late night host got called out for his behavior and threw out a bunch of word salad to this actress / reality star, which made no sense. He was unaware that he was going to be called out for it and was totally unprepared. I'm talking about Andy Cohen when he was on Garcelle's show. Let's see. May 24th, number... With all the attention focused on this former A-list actor and his support of the accused serial rapist / abuser, people are now looking at the actor and the women he has groomed and abused and sexually harassed. One of the victims of harassment is this former A-plus list tweener, who is an A-minus list adult actress. He harassed her when she was about 15 and he was about 25. I'm talking about Ashton Kutcher and Hilary Duff. I encourage you to go back and look at the videos and see just how awful he was to her. May 24th, number 6. On the immigration forms, this foreign-born A-plus list celebrity, because of birth, said he didn't use and hadn't used drugs or else you don't get a green card. Well, he publicly admitted he did do drugs, so where did he lie? On the under penalty of perjury forms or in public? And I'm talking about Prince Harry. May 24th, number 7. You would think with being a billionaire and all that this A-minus list reality star with the side gig wouldn't buy a house for $36 million and then sell it 13 months later for $10 million. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Oh wait, maybe she didn't buy it after all, despite what the tabloids reported. My guess is the developer is selling for $10 million. Apparently the reality star didn't generate the buzz the developer was looking for. And that's Kylie Jenner. And then, just a little while later, after I wrote this, May 24th, number 9, lest you think that the reality family or someone in their employ does not read the blinds, within 30 minutes of my blind about selling the house, the listing was removed. I got screenshots of them both. May 24th, number 11. In the past, I've made references to the dead billionaire pedophile, Epstein, and his ability to match one of his victims / confidants with a husband who could prove useful down the line. I've gone into great detail about his success with the future queen of this Nordic country, the crown princess of Norway, Mette Marit. He was so enamored with his success with her and another royal that he planted, along with several others doled out to rich men, that he went for a really big score. It failed and almost started a war. The ruler, Mohammed bin Salman al-Sawad, of the country Saudi Arabia, where our dead pedophile had a passport from, had a desire to make one of his wives a princess from another country in a similar geographic area. He had let it be known to the leader of the country that he was interested. The leader of that country didn't want his very underage daughter to be bride 20 or 30 or 50, but wanted her to be a bride number one somewhere, so he declined. Our billionaire pedophile was an expert on human trafficking because he did it all the time, and even used organizations who were supposed to stop it to help him. Hey, if the check was big enough, they would do it. This time it didn't work. The leader of the country knew which country was responsible and threatened war if it was ever tried again. Well, let's see. May 25th, number 3. The marriage of this A-plus list singer is pretty young, and now it looks like her new husband is being accused of sexual assault. I'm talking about Ariana Grande and her husband, Dalton Gomez, and I've referred to it in the podcast before about there was a porn star who says that in a club, her butt was fingered by Dalton Gomez, and it was not welcome. May 25th, number 8. This music trade publication hyped their show everywhere. Well, it crashed and burned because it sucked. And that was a crash and burn after their last crash and burn. If you read their publication, though, there's no mention of the record low ratings, just inside scoop from the show. Not really that much inside scoop, though. They didn't mention the three named rapper doing lines with his girlfriend at the show. Talking about the Billboard Music Awards, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. May 25th, number 11. There are, and have been, and always will be, celebrity couples who do a lot of drugs together. But what sets them apart is usually we know they are a couple. No one knew this pair, at just about the height of the fame, were a couple. You had this A-minus list mostly television actress, who has a couple of hit shows to her credit, and this A-minus list actor who has a couple of hit shows to his credit. When this occurred, he was in the second year or so of his first run, and she was a few more years along into hers. They met at a party where they bonded over lines of coke. That led to three or four nights of sex and coke, which they had delivered. For about 3 weeks, they would go to work and then get together and have sex and do coke. The thing is, though, the sex and coke, especially the coke, was getting in the way of work, and they both were showing up late or not even showing up at all. That was especially bad for the actor because his show had a strict schedule because of live tapings. His show told him he couldn't be late or miss another day of work that season or he would be replaced. They had one last night together after the taping of his show. I'm talking about Shannon Doherty and Matthew Perry. Oh, let's see. That was May 25th, number 11. May 26th, number 5. It's not about the children for this A-list mostly movie actress. It is about the fact that the monster child support she would receive will vanish to almost nothing with the current ruling. Plus, she likes being the victim. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt when he got joint custody of the kids. May 26th, number 8, the wealthy farmer has been hooking up with this married IMF economist. I'm talking about Bill Gates. May 27th, number 8. The tech CEO known for gifting Louboutins to his hookups invited this multiple reality star slash designer to his place in the desert where she stayed for a couple of hours. Larry Ellison and Kristen Cavallari. May 27th, number 11. Old Hollywood. Things have become muddled over the past 90 or so years about what really happened with this A-plus list actress, Clara Bow, who was the biggest actress on the planet. Her career crashed and burned when it became known what she did to supplement her income. Although she was the highest paid actress, she was underpaid for what she brought to the studios. She made far more money having sex on the side with wealthy men. Tabloids used to talk about it, and it ruined her image and ultimately her career. Her defenders say that the publisher of the tabloid, the Coast Reporter, went to jail for extortion. He certainly did, and was certainly trying to blackmail her along with others. Her defenders say that proves their case and the accusations were wrong. You will notice, though, that the publisher was not sued for defamation or libel or slander. Why? because he had photos, lots of photos of her at two parties, one with several other men naked standing around her, and another where she's naked and there is a dog next to her. May 28th, number three. Speaking of the foreign-born tabloid, they have decided to go all in on the cleansing of the disgraced former A-list actor who was an Oscar winner nominee. To them, he should be forgiven. And I'm talking about the Daily Mail and Kevin Spacey. May 28th, number six. The statement being worked on this morning by the people of this permanent A-list singer with the middle initial is that she was a strung-out crack addict at the time she was in her mid-20s and slept with a guy barely old enough to drive. The statement will also talk about mistakes and healing and a bunch of other word salad. Talking about Mary J. Blige. May 28th, number 11. Bad author behavior. All these are authors that everyone knows and all are A-list or A-plus list. This foreign-born author, who was actually married to a celebrity as famous as he, has sexually assaulted a string of bookstore workers over the years during signings. Talking about Salman Rushdie, who was married to Padma Lakshmi. This now-deceased author and Nobel winner was married way, way back in the day for a brief period of time. When she started making serious money, she would find a new woman each year to be her sugar baby. She would treat them really well and then randomly dump them right around their anniversary date and bring home someone new. Toni Morrison. This now-deceased author once had a cameo in a hit movie. His filming lasted a day, but he spent a week on set sexually harassing the women on the set until he was kicked off. He was ruining what was going on for the star of the movie, who was about the same age as the author. I'm talking about Kurt Vonnegut, Rodney Dangerfield, and Back to School. May 30th, number 4. It turns out the actor who was beaten owed money to a bookie. Now, the bookie also deals drugs, which is where it was kind of confusing at first. But this is apparently gambling-related. I think the A-lister should stay far, far away to avoid any tarnishing. And I'm talking about Miles Teller, but when you talk about bookies and you're getting beat up and you're hanging around Aaron Rodgers, that's not a good look for Aaron. May 30th, number 7. Speaking of the show in number 6, which was A Different World, the star of it says she was raped by this at-the-time A-list mostly movie actor she co-starred with in one movie. Talking about Lisa Bonet, Mickey Rourke, Angel Hart. And then speaking of the actress in number 7, her significant other got another one a woman pregnant prior to the pandemic, and he broke quarantine to be at her side when she delivered their baby. Not exactly at her side because he wasn't allowed in the hospital, but he traveled to her. Talking about Jason Momoa. Let's see. May 31st, number 7. You might not necessarily see it out front, but behind the scenes, the producers know a storm is coming because of those rape charges against the husband of a housewife and why he's on the air, even though they knew. And it's not like they haven't been bubbling around. But I'm talking about Joe Gorga because, you know, he was accused of rape and people are really kind of talking about it. And those rape charges were known when he was cast. And there is a lot of talk and a lot of people saying, this woman is supposedly going to come forward and it's crazy behind the scenes. This illiterate former A-plus/A-list mostly movie actor is selling his crazy house and moving full-time to the country who encourages 16-year-old teens to have sex. He loves that. Steven Seagal and Russia. So that is it for this episode. A little bit shorter, but the June one might end up being a double episode because it has, I think, 120 by itself or something like that. Crazy numbers. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Have a great day.